Bill Cosby's main accuser confronted the 80-year-old from the witness stand in a Norristown courthouse today. It was the second time Andrea Constant testified against Cosby in front of a jury. WHYY's Bobby Allen was on hand, and he joins us now live on the line with details. And Bobby, what were the takeaways from today's testimony?
So Andrea Constant walked in the courtroom, and it was the most anticipated event of the retrial. She was wearing this bone-white striking blazer. She took the witness stand, and she walked prosecutors and jurors through the 2004 episode that triggered the charges. And, you know, she was asked, are you being paid to be here? And she said, no. And then the prosecutor said, then why are you here? And she said, for justice. And, you know, there weren't any, like, huge surprises necessarily. I mean, she just went over the incident that we all, you know, those of us who've been following the case very well know by now, you know, that Cosby gave her these three pills, said these will be your friends, they'll take the edge off. Then she passed out on Cosby's couch, and she says she was violated then, and that was back in early 2004.
Bobby, how did her testimony contrast from the first time she testified last year?
Well, the first time she testified over 2 days, and remember, her credibility is really crucial. The whole case basically hinges on whether the 12 jurors believe her, whether she is seen as a credible witness because she's the complainant. Her story is the reason why we're all in this courtroom today, and why, you know, everyone gathered last time as well. And you know, this time on direct examination by prosecutors, I mean, she was calm and composed, and you know, she just, I think, you know, most people in the audience thought she did a pretty impressive job.
What's new this time in contrast to the last trial was we know the amount of the settlement, and that did that come up in direct examination?
Yeah, it's one of the first things that the prosecutors mentioned, because they want to get it out of the way quickly and they really wanted to own it, that you're making a reference to the nearly $3.4 million that she won in a 2006 civil settlement with Cosby. And she admitted that when she went to the police after the incident first happened, and, you know, investigators and prosecutors decided not to charge criminally, it was under the understanding that she would be more likely to prevail in a civil lawsuit. And the result of that civil lawsuit was this nearly $3.4 million. And it was a negotiated settlement. So there was a non-disclosure component to that settlement. But now it all has been broken open, and the jurors and the whole courtroom is learning about it. But, yes, that came up, and that was definitely, you know, not involved. It was agreed during the last trial that that would not be on the table, that would not be discussed.
Then lastly, assess the defense team's cross-examination.
So Tom Mesereau, who's this Los Angeles-based attorney who represented Michael Jackson back in 2005, he's kind of this bulldog defense attorney, was really hammering into Constant, and especially the various statements that she has given to Canadian, Cheltenham, and other authorities, and trying to find discrepancies. You know, did she get Chinese dinner before or after the alleged assault? Did the alleged assault happen in January or March? There are a few instances, if you really apply pressure and scrutinize the statements that she has given to authorities, in which there are some disagreements with the facts. There are some issues. And he is highlighting those issues as a way to tell the jury, this woman on the stand, this complainant, this witness does not have credibility. Therefore, you should not believe her account of this alleged sexual assault. The biggest head-turner of the day was when Mesereau started talking about 100 pages of old emails that Constant sent many, many years ago, several of which involved this, you know, so-called pyramid scheme, where she was asking people, they even used the word pyramid in the business pitch, to give $65 to some kind of strange business operation that we don't yet know the contours of, because the defense said they're going to pick that back up Monday when Constant has a chance to read these 100-plus emails she sent, 15 years ago.
And we'll pick back up with you Monday as well. Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
You bet. Thanks, Dave.